FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
New Zealand Transport's launched a high-tech device to help traffic authorities crack down on lawbreakers.
One of those critical days in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Every direction, every people are gazing towards us. As you know, that we're almost attracting a lot of numbers. I've already gave the name to this gadget, Umemezwe's Moto.
MEC Siboniso Duma unveiled a gadget at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza. It's where officials have been monitoring the movement of traffic into Durban ahead of the Easter long weekend. The personal officer device is a mobile gadget that allows officers to scan license discs and plates and is able to check whether motorists have a valid driver's license. It'll also pick up outstanding fines. Duma says the device is an important step in using technology to curb fatalities.
The next 3 days, we must be very visible. Let us go to church, let us also enjoy, but let us also be cautious.
The family of Chief Albert Luthuli says Special Branch Police monitored and harassed the anti-apartheid activist before his death. The first week of the reopened inquest into the stalwart's death wraps up in Maritzburg today. Nishira Sodhiales filed this report for Newswatch.
Luthuli's daughter-in-law has recalled how apartheid security branch officers camped outside their Grautville home and closely monitored Luthuli's movements in the days before his death.
They would come at any time, like early in the morning or in the night, knock hard at the door. They wouldn't say what they were doing or what they were looking for.
Wilhelmina says police even turned up at her father-in-law's funeral.
They were still there. I suppose to make sure, to convince themselves that actually this person was really gone.
At the time, the apartheid government said the ANC stalwart's death was an accident, ruling that he was struck by a goods train in 1967, but his family believe he was murdered. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Pietermaritzburg High Court.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says KZN remains the province most affected by climate change. Ramaphosa met with the Eastern Cape Provincial Executive yesterday. He says more climate change education is needed.
The growing impact also of climate change, which we need to talk about. The effects of climate change are felt on a widespread basis in our country, but especially in KZN, the Eastern Cape, and Gauteng also and Northwest continue to suffer that.
Recap of our lead story, KZN Transport has launched a high-tech device to help traffic authorities crack down on lawbreakers. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.